I'm Northeast Wisconsin Bureau Chief Lisa Hale for WISS News, and today on Valley Focus, I'm joined by Karen Schneider of the Oshkosh Herald, because it's Wednesday.
It's Wednesday, and it's cooler. It feels like fall.
I know, right? After that really warm weekend we had, and by really warm, I mean...
It was warm. Yeah.
It was warm.
Summertime warm.
And I went out a couple of times and went, no.
I was out at Winnikani Fall Fest with the sun shining in our booth. So.
Oh, wow. That had, nothing is worse than when the sun's shining directly on your booth.
It's so warm.
So, Karen, today the Herald comes out. So what do we expect to see in it?
We have some great stories in there. And one of them touches back on the council meeting from the last council meeting and the new townhouse project that they just approved. Went through the plan commission, went before council. And this is very cool because this is an infill lot. These are, I believe, 19 lots from that the RDA has acquired throughout the years. And now there is a developer who took a look at this and came up with a proposal to put housing on there.
Okay.
So there's townhomes, there's going to be some multifamily in there, but it's between 8th and 9th Avenue in the 100 block. So just a couple blocks from you here that we'll start seeing those empty lots grow and have families moving into there. But the really cool thing is if you look at the 19 lots, it's like a checkerboard and they're all vacant and they've acquired these. There's still homes in there. So this development is going to be built around those homes. So those homes will become part of a neighborhood versus kind of sitting there by their lonesome.
I see.
And there's a rendering that they shared and it's in today's paper as well. But it's very cool and it shows how... You know, it's a lot of patience, right, to acquire 19 of these parcels. But now you're going to get them off of the city and they're going to be on the tax rolls. So it's very cool. It's bringing in, 24 units that the Redevelopment Authority has worked on. So take a look at that. It's on page one and has a jump, but it's very cool and it talks about collaboration, finding that right developer, and being open-minded to what can fit in the space.
Right.
You know, because if you just look at it, you're kind of like, I don't know. You know, and if you drive around, a lot of times you'll see the signs that the city has this lot for sale or whatever, and usually they're blighted or they're odd-shaped. And I just watched the last plan RDA meeting where someone just purchased a home and is acquiring the RDA lot next door to it to put a garage on. And otherwise that lot would just sit empty because you can't put a house or anything on it. So they're acquiring these and putting those empty lots back on the tax rolls. A lot of patience, a lot of things come together after years, but here you have more housing going in on the south side. And it's filling in those blighted spots and building it up. And the nice thing here, also for skeptics out there, because we hear this a lot, right? They're going to be standard rate townhomes, and they're not restricted by Section 8 housing. So, you know, we hear that a lot about a lot of the projects that have been coming in and stuff too. But these are going to be standard market rate townhomes. So that's exciting to see those coming in and filling that spot too.
It is very exciting because when you talk about housing and how housing is desperately needed throughout all the areas, but you're not just talking about low-income housing. You're also talking about working housing and
the continuum,
the whole continuum of, you know, because when you get more low-income housing, well, then where do the next level go? And then the next level and the next level. So you have to have housing across a continuum. And I just hit my mic.
No, absolutely. And that, I think, gets lost in a lot of the conversations where, you know, you have the Mill on Main or the Merge or even the Red Earth ones coming in, right? And people are like, you know, $1,800 a month. Who do they think is going to live there? Well, someone is going to live there, you know, and as I heard a phrase this morning, the silver stallions or something like that. You know, all of us boomers, right? We're getting up there. We're going to be moving out. And part of that also is boomers relinquishing their homes, moving into something that they don't have to spend all their free time maintaining. They mm-hmm. have the ability to go out and do things they enjoy, allowing younger families to, again, move into those homes and create those lasting memories for them and start it all over again.
Exactly.
But those young families probably lived in an apartment, you know, before they got together and combined incomes and bought that home because, let's face it, in today's housing market, you almost have to have those two incomes to do that. But yeah. So, you know, it's the cycle of life or the continuum of housing, but we need housing available at every level. And we don't want to hear from employers and so forth that I had a candidate, they couldn't find housing, so I lost them. We want those people to be able to find housing here in the Oshkosh area to come in, fill those skilled jobs that, you know, if you're reading the data, that those are the ones that are still vacant, bring those people in with that skill set and that income and keep them here locally so that we're not only investing in them, but they're investing in our community as well.
And that's the absolute truth, because I can remember turning down a job, getting the job offer, turning down the offer simply because when I went to look to find a place to live, I could not find anything.
I can speak to my printer who's in Shawano, who bought an apartment complex because he needed printers and pressmen, and they had no housing in the area. So he was able to get people to accept his job offers by offering them housing to go with it.
Absolutely. Yeah, I can't believe we've taken up all of our conversation time on
this
one story.
But it's a good topic.
But it's a great story. And it can be found in the Oshkosh Herald today. Where can we pick that up or find it?
So you can find it at Quick Trips, the grocery stores around town, Festival, Piggly Wiggly, or at OshkoshHerald.com.
Karen, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Lisa.